frog.
What's the great big one?
Bullfrog.
And how about a little tiny one?
Toad frog.
What are these? The really tiny ones that live in trees, maybe, or croak when it's going to rain, or
I don't know about
you. Don't
those.
You don't know any of those?
Uh-uh.
Do you know? Have you heard of spring frog or rain frog or tree frog or peeper or?
No.
That's all I can think of. Okay, is a toad frog land or water?
I think he's both. But he must be primarily land.
What gives you warts, they say?
That must be the toad.
Okay. Is it toad and toad frog the same thing?
I think they're the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever say toady frog?
No.
Okay, so I'm saying that. And then things that you dig up to fish with are?
Worms.
You have types?
Baits.
You mean types of worms?
Uh-huh. They are earthworms.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Is there a great big kind?
Unless that's a... No, but that would be a grub. Because he's small. I don't know.
You know night crawlers?
No.
Wigglers?
I know the terms, but I don't know what they look like.
You don't know the worms.
I don't know the worms.
Okay. And what's the thing that pulls in its legs and its head into its shell?
That's a turtle.
What would you call one that lives on land?
I don't know. Is he a tappan?
Yeah. Would you call him a cooter or a gopher?
No.
Are those turtles or are they something else?
They're something else. The gopher is.
What's a gopher?
The gopher lives underground. He's like a chipmunk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And is a cooter anything?
I don't know what a cooter is.
Okay. Have you heard of cooter?
No, I don't think so. A cooter. I don't believe so.
Okay. And then a thing that's a little like a lobster that they find in freshwater streams, and it swims away backwards if you uncover a rock.
Is he a crab?
No.
He's like a lobster.
Yeah.
He's not a crayfish.
Yeah, he is. Is that the way you say that?
Uh-huh. I call him crayfish.
You don't say crawfish?
No.
Or crawdad?
No.
You say crayfish, okay. I think you're in the minority on that. I think most people say crawfish.
Most people call them crawfish.
At least most people in the South say crawfish.
Crawfish, uh-huh.
But you've always said crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents too?
Mm-hmm.
I don't suppose you go around talking about them very much.
No. And I think all of that has to be a carryover from what you're just used to hearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, insects. Now, the kind that flies around the light and tries to fly into it, that's a...
A candlefly or a moth.
Anything else?
No.
Ever hear it called a miller?
No.
My mother said miller, and I don't know where she got that.
It's interesting.
Most people say candlefly. That's the usual term.
Uh-huh.
I say moth. Okay. And then if you had more than one moth, you'd have several.
You'd have moths.
Okay. Then the one that flies around in the summer with a little light in its tail is a...
It's a firefly.
Or...
But we call him a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. And then the kind... Long-bodied insect with two pairs of flimsy wings and a beak. It flies around water, and some say it eats mosquitoes. It doesn't. It's not harmful. Some say it's a sign that snakes are near.
He's a dragonfly, but we call him a snake doctor.
Right, okay. Did you ever hear it called a mosquito hawk?
No.
Okay, that's very good. Mosquito hawk is further south, and snake doctor is, I think, what you're supposed to call it in this part of Georgia. So that works out very nicely.
Ugly, whatever he is.
Yeah, well, they're okay. What do you call, what are different kinds of stinging insects?
A wasp.
Several of those would be?
Wasp.
Okay.
A bee.
Yeah.
A hornet.
Mm-hmm.
And
Georgia Tech football mascot is?
I should know that.
Yes, you should.
Oh my word, that's awful.